In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The gospel of this blessed Sunday is about the meeting between the young, rich ruler and the Lord Jesus Christ. And we notice something very important in this meeting, that the Lord did not ask him first place to go and sell all what he has, but actually, when the man asked him how I should inherit the kingdom, the Lord answered and said to him, you have to keep the commandments. And he said that I kept it since my youth. Then the Lord asked him, if you want to be perfect, then go and sell your money. This gives us an idea about a very important thing in our spiritual life. It's called the spiritual growth. I will not be able to sell all what I have unless I first of all I keep the commandment. Spiritual growth is a sign of life. Those who grow are the living beings, but actually the dead beings are those who do not grow. That's why Saint Paul, talking to the Corinthians, was telling them, I feed you milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it. It's very important that in our spiritual strive, we go and grow. We should go into steady growth, but this is something we have to keep in mind. I should grow, otherwise I am not living being. And we grow till the fullness of Christ. This is the Lord himself was teach, that Saint Paul was teaching us in his epistle to the Ephesians, you may be filled with the fullness of God. This is the standard that I should be looking at. This is where I should be heading, the fullness of God himself. So talking about spiritual growth, we should ask the question, in what areas I should be growing? In many spiritual areas I should be watching my growth. First of all, I should be growing in faith, in my trust in God. Every day, every month, every year, I should be watching over myself and see if really I do trust God more, if I really now can put my all of my life in his hand, or still I am going with him hesitantly. I should be growing as well in love. I will never be able to love my enemy unless I completed the commandment of loving those who are close to me. How can I say that I am heading towards loving my enemies and I'm still hating even the closest people to me, maybe my wife or my husband? I should be growing as well in the strive against sin. Saint Paul is giving us the standard in his epistle to the Hebrews. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. We sometimes put lower standards, say that I have tried and failed, and that's it. Saint Paul would be blaming all of us and giving us to where we should be striving till bloodshed. I should always be also growing in the spiritual practices. When I will be like doing or fulfilling the commandment of prayers without ceasing, it was given to whom? It was given to us, the believers. Unless I would at least started to pray, I will never reach the point of prayers without ceasing. See where is the bar has been set? Prayers without ceasing. How can I reach here unless I started to pray? Sometimes people feel so much like eager to go and jump into the perfection of the commandment without going step by step. What they happen after this? When they are up for a while, they are not stable and they easily fall. Also, I should be growing in humbleness and humility. And what is growing in humbleness? It is when I know myself every day that I am not worthy. Sometimes people can say very good stuff about humbleness, But actually, they say that we are trying to humble ourselves. Humbleness is when I know that I am dust. When I reach this knowledge that I know very well about myself, that I am without the grace of God, I am nothing because I am dust, then here actually I reach the point of perfection of humbleness. I should also be growing in the giving and spending and leaving things for God. If I cannot leave my tithes, then when I will be able to like leave my fathers and mothers and go into a service? If I cannot leave the materials, how then I can say that I will be able one day to hate everything and deny myself to go after Him? It's milestones in the way to God. I should start and then I will be able to reach and fulfill all of these commandments. I should also be growing in the way I'm examining myself, knowing about myself. This process is very important and crucial in our repentance. If actually I never examine myself, if I always justify to myself whatever I am doing, then when I will offer repentance, which is to please God, I should be growing in that. I should start and then I should learn, and I step one step at a time so I can reach the full perfection of I know myself. That's why I offer repentance every day, because I know that I sin every day. I should also be growing in honesty and faithfulness. Sometimes we assume that we are honest people and we do what's pleasing to God. But going, for example, to the shopping malls, and maybe like at this time on the Christmas, there are some offers, and people like sometimes to go and play games in the shopping malls in order to deceive the mall. It's a very easy thing to do it. You can go and buy stuff and you spend the feast with it and you return it back after the Christmas. Nobody will come and tell you you did something wrong. But this is not honesty. I am deceiving others. How then I am thinking that I would be faithful to God, and until now I can go and trick others and play games like this? So many aspects and areas in our spiritual life that we should be growing in, and I should be watching my growth very carefully. There are general rules about the spiritual growth that should be in the mind of all of us. First of all, growth is a dynamic process. It never stops. It is never cease. You cannot say at any time that, okay, now I reached the point that at this point I am full, because now we learn it, that we should be filled with the fullness of God. Who can say that I reached this point? So growth, spiritual growth, is a dynamic process which should take place every single day in my life. Growth is the outcome of the work between me and God. He works with me every day through His grace, and I should be responding to that. He tries to let me know about myself, and He tries with the work of the Holy Spirit in my heart, like to tell me that I should be correcting that, I should be working on this. Whenever I respond, I will find myself growing. Whenever I quench the Spirit, ignore its calling, I will never be able to make it. It's not exercises. It is not something like I do into the gym and work for a while, and then I will be build my body, and by doing stuff like this, I can build my spirit. It is not like this. It is the response that I should be working with God and responding to His calling. It is very important in our growth that we forget all what we have achieved so far, whatever this achievement might be. St. Paul is teaching us this in his epistles to the Philippians. He is saying, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead." Forgetting things which are behind. If I have reached any point with the grace of God, if I feel like this is very good for me, I am here, I have accomplished good stuff, I can live on these good memories forever. This is something against the growth. I should be growing whenever I will be able to say in my heart that I do not count myself to have apprehended. I forget all what is behind, and I started from today and be heading forward. Growth is something which might not be noticeable if I compare myself today and yesterday and maybe a month ago. But it's very well noticeable when I compare myself over a long period of time. Like when I watch myself today versus 5 years ago. Here I can say that really I grew in love to God and to others. I can say that now I am more committed, I am more serious in my relationship with God. It's very frustrating sometimes when we assume that we can notice the growth over like days or weeks or months. Growth as well could be noticed by others. That's why it's very important for all of us to have a guidance, a spiritual father that can tell me if I am growing or not. Because sometimes people actually give up in the middle of the road because they say that we tried, it would never happen, we never grew. In our spiritual growth, we have to expect setbacks. We have to expect sometimes that we go down. But after all, the curve will be like going up and going down and going up and going down, but the end result is that we will be heading up. So whenever I struggle, and then after a while I feel like I'm still falling. Don't consider this a sign of failure. This is very normal in your spiritual growth. Like whenever we see a child trying to learn how to walk. He walks for a while and then he easily falls. This doesn't mean that he will never learn, but this says that he is trying, he is in the way to achieve success. The motivation for the growth with the beginners always is the fear of God, and this is something which is very good. Like I watch myself, I force myself to pray because I know that if I do not pray, then the grace of God would leave me but to myself. So the motivation for the beginners is the fear of God. I go to the church because I fear God. Maybe I do this and that stuff because I fear God. But after a while, believe me, the motivation will not be the fear of God. It will be the comfort that will be given to our hearts with the grace of God. You remember Saint Pichoy. He used to pray this way. He goes at the time of the sunset and he makes like a knot with his hair to the wall. So whenever he falls down, this robe will like pull him up and he will not fall asleep. This is not the work of somebody who is like motivated only by like pushing himself. No, he is motivated with the comfort, the peace, the things that he enjoys while he is praying. So in our first steps, we might not feel the comfort. We might feel like I am tired with this. I am overburdened with what I should be doing in order to have a stable relationship with God. But believe me, after a while, it will not be the case. You will be motivated by the comfort, the peace that God will give it inside your heart, and you will continue in your growth joyfully. In the spiritual growth, do not compare yourself to others. Do not look to the people around you and say that I am fine, I am better than them. Then I am growing. This is not a good sign. Actually, we should be always looking to whom? To Jesus, as the Saint Paul in Hebrews saying, to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He is our example. Don't compare yourself even with the priest or with the bishop. You can easily be like spiritually above them, but here you did not finish. This is not your bar set here at whatever the priest or the bishop or the patriarch have achieved. You should be looking to the author and finisher of faith, the Lord Jesus Christ. And at the end of this struggle about spiritual growth, always remember that When you complete everything, call yourself an unprofitable servant. The Lord said that we should be called ourselves unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do. حتى لو أكملنا كل شيء نقول على أنفسنا أننا عبيد بطلون. Who of us completed all the duties that God have entrusted him to do? So my brethren, we are not yet unprofitable servants. No one to boast before God and say about himself that I have reached something, I achieved something. Because if we have done everything, we are still unprofitable servants. May the Lord to give us that we grow in everything that is pleasing to him. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.